Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You've got to see the YouTube video of Tom O'Brien celebrating the Maryland kicker choking. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora probably won't show it to his team, but if you want to get fired up for Saturday's game against NC State, watch the video of Wolfpack coach T.O.B. throwing his arms up in the air in triumph after Maryland's Brad Craddock hooked a 33-yard chip shot enough to hit the left upright, preserving State's two-point victory at College Park. I hate it when tennis fans cheer an unforced error, and a coach has no business exulting over a young player's misfortune. Sure, O'Brien was ecstatic that his team didn't blow yet another game to Maryland, but the right response for the Marine in this case would have been a long sigh of relief and a shake of the head to say, "We were lucky, but we'll take it." Instead, T.O.B. acted like his kid kicked the winner from 50 yards. The sight of that helped me put the Duke loss to bed, as Fedora likes to say, and ask this question to anyone who wants to answer it. If you had to pick one game to win, would you rather beat Duke for the 22nd time in 23 years or beat the Wolfpack, whom Carolina hasn't defeated since John Bunning coached here in 2006? Looking at it that way, easy answer. State comes to Keenan Stadium with momentum, the comeback win over flubbing Florida State, and after a week off, the victory at Maryland. The Tar Heels, meanwhile, must be kicking themselves for not playing better early and not stopping Duke on the game-losing drive at the end. But trust me on this, the sight of light blue and red for each team will discount all that's happened previously. And what we'll get Saturday is an old-fashioned big-time war on the field. State has dominated the rivalry the last 5 years while having anything but dominating teams. Carolina, meanwhile, with a better record most of those years and four straight bowl bids, has truly been a victory over the Wolfpack away from having a couple of great seasons. I'll talk more about it later in the week, but Fedora will find out just what kind of an arch rivalry he's inherited when this game kicks off. After last week, I'm shying away from a prediction. For now, this is Archansky. See ya.